Our community hospital pregame continues here. 103.9 The Hawk, online, highplainsradio.net, the 103.9 The Hawk app. This is our final game from The Hawk for the pre-Christmas schedule. Yeah, got a load of games coming up in January, February as well. Arapahoe and Southwest girls, let's get to the coaches. First of all, head coach Preston Blackmore over at Arapahoe High School. Coach, I know you got two big games. Had one last night with Wilcox Hildreth, one tonight with Southwest. 2-3 right now, right around 5-6 games right now. Like to see the record, of course, maybe a little bit better, but it's early. You're mixing in some younger kids along with some of your seniors and juniors, so a lot of basketball still to be played, a lot of big games still coming up, aren't there?
Yes, there is. Tonight will be a good one. But we got a lot of youth that we're trying to help get developed for the long run in this. You know, we'll take our bumps and bruises now, as long as we're learning and continue to get better, you know, each time we go out on the floor, whether it's practice or a game. And then we just got to kind of rely on our veterans right now to help lead us and keep everybody composed and get them in the right spot. But they've been playing hard, and that's what we want right now, and we'll keep getting better as the season goes on.
You're going to play some good teams, Overton to kick off the season. That Decatur community team, in the long run, is going to be a really good one. In fact, they won their first game after the cattle trail, so they're about 3-3 right now. They're going to be a good one. So, you know, they had some talent in individuals. So you played some good teams with some good players early so far.
Yeah, it hasn't been the easiest stretch, no, and then, you know, this week isn't either. But, you know, Decatur was a tough matchup for us. They're lengthy and tall, and like their defense caused us a lot of fits. You know, we don't have necessarily the greatest size, but we do have some quickness, and that's what we need to keep using, whether it's on the inside or outside. But I'd rather be tested with these tougher teams now, hoping to get us better by, you know, at the end of the season, where we want to be playing our best.
Leaning on those upperclassmen with Emerson Swanson and Berkeley Warner, Sabrina Jenkinson, girls like that are kind of leading the way. Those upperclassmen got to lead the way for those younger kids, don't they?
Yeah, and last few games they're starting to play a little better, where I kind of expect them to. You know, we kind of need those three to, you know, make sure they're scoring double digits every game, and that's what's going to help us. And then, you know, those younger girls can chip in with a couple buckets and keep working on the defensive end. That's what's going to help us, you know, keep winning ball games.
And then you've got some freshmen and sophomores. I've watched a little bit in the cattle trail and beforehand. A lot of promise for the future. Those kids got a lot of promise, great potential coming up for you.
Yeah, they've done well. A lot of learning curves for them, but they keep showing up and working hard, and we're getting some help from some of the freshmen that, you know, maybe we weren't looking right away, but they've stepped in, and they're kind of getting thrown into the fire right now without getting a lot of experience in the JV side, being so low in numbers, but they're stepping in, and they're playing hard for us, and they're wanting to learn, so hopefully that's going to pay off in the long run, you know, this season and the future seasons to come too.
Got to think this is going to be the first of two meetings with Southwest. It always is. You play Southwest, seems like every year at least twice, and had some battles over the years, and this one should be no different.
Yep, it's been fun. We seem to find them probably 2-3 times every year, and every, just like you said, every game has been a battle. It's fun. That's why you play the game. It's fun as a coach, stressful as a coach as well, but it's fun to be competing and get to experience those type of games. That's kind of what the whole high school basketball experience is about, getting those games that you remember.
Still have a chance to go into the holiday break, you know, right at 500 or maybe a game over 500. The possibility, it's still there for you.
Yeah, we're hoping to. If we can, you know, get two more wins here to go into break, I think that would help us, you know, feel better as we're going to it. Definitely a good possibility for us too. But we got to show up and make sure we play good basketball and, you know, take care of it and keep rebounding and start getting better on the offensive end. We haven't necessarily shot the greatest here to start the season, but hoping to kind of get those trends turned around a little bit.
I know you have your holiday tournament once again after Christmas. I have the pairings. I think you might have told me this already. I forgot. The pairings been set for that one yet?
Yes. We will face Juanita Palisade in the first game.
All right, got the Broncos first game. That'll be a good one right after Christmas. But, again, going to the Christmas break, hopefully playing well, and getting the five-day moratorium, come back, and you're right at it. Games right away, aren't you?
Yeah, and it's not the easiest. It's a pretty tough tournament. You got, you know, Wapa in there and North Platte, St. Pat's, and Blue Hill are always really good teams, got good players. So, I mean, it's a great way to come back, and you're going to get two tough games no matter what, whether you win or lose on the first day. It's going to be a tough one, and you got to earn your place in that one.